Talk magazine belonged to not one, but two media empires. Hearst Magazines and Miramax, part of the Walt Disney Company, both gave financial backing. Talk raised plenty of eyebrows in its brief existence. Its debut issue featured Hillary Clinton, arguing that a troubled childhood might have provoked her husband's philandering. A more recent feature portrayed the current president's twin daughters, Jenna and Barbara Bush, as jailbirds following charges of underage alcohol possession.
Executives said the magazine simply couldn't survive the weak advertising market that followed September 11th. In the end, the announcement was so sudden that many staffers, including commentator Jake Tapper, heard the news not from their bosses, but from Matt Drudge's online gossip page. Tapper says he has been amazed by his fellow journalists' reaction to the news.
From August until last Friday, I was a political columnist for Talk magazine. As you may know, Talk, the brainchild of legendary editor Tina Brown, folded a week ago today. As someone who's only been in journalism for 4 years, I must say that I've never really seen anything quite like the mass glee other journalists seem to feel about the news that a competitor is folding. It can only be called Talkenfreude, the joy a reporter feels when a new media outlet, not to mention Tina Brown, stumbles. Story after story has been written detailing what was wrong with the magazine, how it never found its voice. A columnist for New York Newsday, which only a few years ago had to close its city edition due to poor circulation, joyfully slammed Talk for failing to attract readers. The New York Times slammed Talk for failing to attract enough buzz. They did this in two successive front-page stories. Allow me to take a moment to defend a magazine that had its trouble, sure, but that was essentially a force for good. The editor hired last year, Mayor Rashan, was doing great things with the magazine. There was more substance, more risky stories, more edge. Circulation and advertising were up. My personal experience was only good. I wrote about politics, which any magazine publisher can tell you is rarely what the masses want to read about. And Tina and Mayer pushed me to not only make my stories better, but longer. So, in addition to the 100 or so real-life, living, breathing human beings put out of work, I want to slap my media colleagues in the face right now. It may not be a tragedy on par with the collapse of Enron, or certainly with the collapse of the World Trade Center, but Talk's death is bad news. Sure, I'm sorry you didn't get invited to Talk's fabulous, celebrity-filled kickoff party. I wasn't invited either, but I recognize that the resentment I felt at the time wasn't coming from a particularly good place. It has long been held that real life is just high school with money. If that's true, then I regret to report that journalists are that horrible clique of backstabbing ninth-grade girls.
Jake Tapper, until last week a columnist for Talk magazine, and still Washington correspondent for Salon.com.